Can we just come back to this issue when you were transcribing in Israel for the Eichmann?
Surely.
Can you describe your kind of personal experience of what the atmosphere was like in Israel at that time and what the atmosphere was around the church?
I have said, actually, I don't recall specifically, except that the people the trial was very well attended. Obviously, it was packed out every day. People came to hear. They did come to hear. Don't know whether I suppose it must have been mainly people who had some connections with it, who had lost family. As I said, they were worried about the stop becoming known as the Eichmann stop. They certainly didn't want that to happen.
This was the bus stop.
The bus stop, which where you got off at the Bet Ha'am, at the communal hall where it was held.
Right.
There was strict security for anybody coming in, obviously.
Okay.
Well, and there were certain parts of the trial were considered to be too emotional to let the general public in. I remember one occasion seeing bits of film which the Germans had taken of a basket of heads, for instance. I can't forget it.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's still with me, seeing various films that the Germans themselves had taken. And so, as I said, there were certain moments that were considered too emotional to allow the general public in.
And that was a judge's decision, right? Mm. Yeah. Okay. How did that kind of leave you when you left to go home in the evening?
It stayed with me, but I was much younger then, and we don't always appreciate these things at the time, the impact that they can make. Obviously, I realized it was something historic and something important, because I remember I needed references, and I wrote back to my the grammar school I'd been to in Manchester for reference from the headmistress, and later on she told the whole assembly that I was working at the Eichmann trial. Because occasionally I remember myself, it came full circle actually, when I was a schoolgirl, thinking that the headmistress had announced that somebody had gone to work for Palantype at the House of Commons, which is a machine for writing shorthand. And I was thinking, well, that sounds interesting. And then many, many, many years later, I worked for Palantype myself, but in a different capacity, as they were doing then transcriptions.
Yeah.